Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Brandy, how's it going? This is Madison.
Hey, Madison, how are you doing?
Hey, doing pretty good.
Hey, Brandy, how are you?
Good. How are you, Ruth?
Oh, I'm doing great.
It's so good to have you both here on the phone today to talk to you guys because we're so excited to have you for Brews and Wines on the Water on Saturday. And a little fun fact, actually, on this day 2 years ago now, you guys were here for Kerfuffle in Buffalo.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's going to be is that today or the day we're performing?
It's actually today that you were here in Buffalo. So it'll be your two-year anniversary almost when you're here on Saturday.
That's awesome.
Hey, we need some champagne.
Oh, I think we can arrange that.
And other than that, we just need the beers because you're doing the brews, right?
Well, so it's brews and wines. So I think, you know, champagne, we can make that happen.
Well, I'm just
so you have brews, wine, my mom asked for, like, pina colada.
That might be a little bit harder, but, you know, there's a lot of cider, so maybe they can makeshift something into a pina colada.
Right, he's a makeshift original Buffalo cider.
You never know. You never know what's going to happen at Brews and Wines on the Water. It's a really chill event, and I think you guys are just the perfect band to be kind of the soundtrack to Brews and Wines on the Water.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
And, you know, to go back to when you were here for Kerfuffle in 2016, I mean, that was 2 years ago. A lot has happened since then, and you guys are releasing a new EP on Friday called The Radio Winners. We're so excited to hear that.
Oh, cool. Yeah, it's definitely been a really cool journey, you know, in songwriting and co-writing and just touring and everything like that, and we've always been more than appreciative of the support we've always gotten from Buffalo. It's been one of our, you know, strongest supporters, and we love you guys for that.
Likewise, we love you. I do have to ask you, though, how did you come up with the EP title, The Radio Winners?
Well, you know, once my mom and I started, you know, traveling on the road, we would realize that, you know, like a venue owner or a talent booker or somebody would come up to us and be like, hey, we've got a couple radio winners back here to come say hello or to come. And I just never knew what that – I didn't know that was a thing. I didn't know what it was. I was like, somebody won a radio and they want to tell us about it. I thought it was interesting. And the Radio Winners just title started kind of permeating my head. And then we kind of were just jokingly calling our next record that for 2 years. We just kept saying, like, yeah, so what are we going to put on the Radio Winners? What are we going to do? So we just decided to keep it in.
Oh, I like that a lot because, I mean, obviously that's the business we're in. So, you know, it's super cool when we get to hook up our listeners with a, you know, contest and they get to meet a band like that. So I think it's cool that you chose that for your EP.
Well, thank you very much. We appreciate it. We like it.
And so I kind of want to ask you, how is this EP different than Skeleton Crew? Because it seems like I did get a sneak preview of it that was out there. So I got to listen to a little bit of it. And it sounds like you've definitely expanded kind of like a grander sound on this EP.
Yeah, definitely. We were trying to find a way that we could kind of send things up to the next level with simultaneously maintaining, you know, our own creative instincts. And whenever you do that, it becomes very daring. You know, you have to trust the people you're working with and sort of get out of your comfort zone. And that was something that we found ourselves doing working on this EP. And ultimately, it was very, you know, rewarding. And we hope people can really still feel our, you know, Madison Ward of the Mama Bear sound and all of it. And but ultimately, it was just a journey trying to, you know, navigate these, you know, unfamiliar waters. And and just trying to really send something up to the next level. And it felt good though. What about you?
It felt great. It was just different, and because Madison and I we're kind of complex people anyway.
And our meeting means we're crazy.
Yeah, so that's basically what she's trying to say.
Don't put me in the crazy zone. but it was great. I enjoyed just being able to flesh things out even more. And we worked with some excellent musicians. It was just fun.
Well, yeah. You both mentioned that you worked with, you know, the musicians you worked with, but also the producers of this go around for the EP. You worked with some of the writers that are on Nashville's Row, Taylor Swift's producer, the Lumineers producer. What was it like to be working with these people on this EP?
Oh, it was very cool. These guys are, you know, just some of the most, you know, talented
and down to
earth. Some of the most talented people at what they do. And yeah, like my mom said, very down to earth people. And ultimately, you know, everybody, once you're in the room and you're just working together, they're all, you know, you don't think about that anymore. Everybody's just people working together. But I mean, it's a little weird whenever you see, you know, Grammys sitting on a sitting on the piano.
That baby grand piano.
Yeah, a baby grand piano holding up Grammys. And I'm like, oh, goodness. All right.
Yeah, a little overwhelming.
The shine from that can kind of maybe distract you during a vocal take. But it's ultimately, these guys are just great at what they do. And they are they were very respectful of the sound that we brought to them initially, the sound that we already brought to them, and wanting to really try to highlight our own creative instincts and not try to deviate from it. So I think that made it to where it was a very comfortable experience. And we're happy to say that Ryan Hadlock and Nathan Chapman, they're both, you know, we can call them friends, and they're, yeah, we're very nice guys.
And another thing that was really awesome was that we brought something to the table, and they said a lot of musicians don't bring things to the table, and they have to try to help them create something. But they said that they felt really good that we brought enough to the table. We all worked together as one. It wasn't like they were telling us or we were telling them. We all worked together as one. And to be able to create what you have, what you're listening to now.
Well, and that's what I love about you guys, too, because you mentioned how, you know, working with these producers, they were so down to earth. But you guys are very down to earth as well. And so I can imagine that combo. It's a really special thing that happened. And you can tell just listening from the EP, the Radio Winners, you definitely are doing something right there. I really enjoyed it. And I love your new single, Everybody's Got Problems.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you. We appreciate it. Yeah, that's one of our, you know, favorite ones to play.
Kind of like an anthem, that song.
Yeah, most definitely. Like, if you can pump that out to the beautiful people of Buffalo and see if they can sing it with us at the Brews and Wine, that'd be amazing.
Well, we have been playing it, so they will definitely be able to sing along at Brews and Wines on the Water on Saturday when they see you guys perform. And actually, tomorrow, you guys are going to be taking over our Alt Buffalo Instagram, I hear.
Yeah, definitely. I'm gonna. I think I'm gonna be on the road tomorrow, so I'm gonna try not to just send you photos of cows. But we're gonna see if we can make it somewhat interesting, though. Yeah.
Well, if you could find some like baby goats or something, that'd be cool too.
Yeah. Just a cow, goat, cow. get into a pack.
There's a cow, goat, cow. There's a cat. There's a dog.
Animals.
I think we're working on our next song here, by the way.
Yeah, this is a real hit. You want to talk about hits? Who needs Ryan Hadlock and Nathan Chapman?
Yeah, no.
These nuggets.
Well, what I love is because you guys are so humorous on your social media, and I think the Alt family, that's what we call our listeners here, they're going to love seeing you take over the Instagram tomorrow. That's going to be a lot of fun.
Oh, I can't wait. That's going to be be a blast.
To get back to Brews and Wines on the Water on Saturday, I just kind of want to paint the picture for you. It is along this very scenic park. There's water. You guys will be performing, and then everybody's going to be sampling beer and wine while it's all happening. And so I hope you both get to sample some stuff while you're here as well. I do want to ask you, both Madison and Ruth, what do you have a favorite beer? Do you have a favorite wine? What's your drink of choice?
I love, you know, any, like, dark sort of beers, any kind of stouts. I like, you know, kind of heavy beers and just anything. The more bitter, the better. Not a big IPA fan, but, I love pale ales, though. Just not Indian pale ales, but just pale ales. And then I love any red wine. Pretty much any red wine you give me, I'll drink it.
And what I like is ginger ale.
My mom is different. She likes ginger ale and margaritas. It's like the only thing she'll
drink. Because I'm not a big wine. I'm not a wine person. I'm not a beer. I like to take the beer and turn it into beer bread. And, and the wine, I got to be in a serious mood for it. Because when I went to Italy, they tried to teach me how to drink wine, and it didn't work too well.
Oh, no.
But I do like ginger ale. A really good ginger ale is awesome. And I do like margaritas, too.
All right. Well, I do know that I think there'll be one place there with some frozen drinks. So maybe I'm not going to promise a margarita, but it might be frozen wine.
Good mom, they got slushies. Hey, you can get slushies. Hey, do you have these slurpees back there?
I'm sure, like I said, now I've got a list of things I've got to, you know, put on here to get for Ruth here. Margaritas, champagne, pina colada.
Because it's slurpees in a picture of a goat.
It's going to be pretty hot, by the way. So
I can't wait.
We're going to need to be, you know, cool. Yeah, no, there will be no animals at Brews and Wines on the Water. Just
that'll give you some followers.
Well, we cannot wait to see you on Saturday. Is there anything that you're expecting from the listeners to do besides sing along to your new single? Anything that they should be prepared for?
They can just hopefully go out on Friday and, you know, get the EP wherever they can, you know. You know, it'll be out on vinyl, so that would be great, too. A vinyl copy would be amazing. And, we just hope they keep listening. And
if they got a Madison Ward and Mama Bear shirt, they can wear it.
And come say hi to us, too. We love saying hi to everyone. We'll be at, like, a merch table or something.
Well, and I remember back when I met you guys at Kerfuffle, just how friendly and down-to-earth you both are, and it's been a pleasure to meet you then and then to talk to you today. So thank you so much for taking the time out to speak with us, and we'll see you on Saturday for Brews and Wines on the Water.
Great. All right. Thank you, Brandy. We appreciate it.
Take care, girl.
Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye. Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.